as iron men in wooden ships sailed from New Bedford town in search of the Leviathan down on the whaling ground till Oklahoma oil and an electric light or two has roached the whole darn industry and beached the whole darn crew. Now the shanty man is standing in the unemployment line, and the whaling ships, they sink in the mud just a little with each tide. So it's time to round the sportsmen up. We're sick of catching trout, and let them get a tingle as first blows we shout. We're going whaling, catch and release. Harpoon them with the suction cup and thus subdue the beast. Get our pictures taken like all good anchors do, and then release the suction cup and return them to the blue. And by the way, that was your part. It'll come around again in a moment. You need some corporate sponsorship for ventures such as these. We'll phone up the Norwegians and we'll fax the Japanese. And if Gusto and Greenpeace, well, they try to shut us down, they can chase us straight to hell, cause we're Antarctic bound. We're going whaling, catch and release. Harpoon them with the suction cup and thus subdue the beast. Get your pictures taken like all good anglers do, and then release the suction cup and return them to the blue. Down on the Roaring Forties with Surfer Magazine, we'll give Nantucket sleigh rides up on water skis, and the world's most extreme athletes in search of personal best we'll all climb down from Everest to take up Ahab's quest. We're going whaling, catch and release. Harpoon them with the suction cup and thus undo the beast. And if you are the fairer sort that in the sunlight burns, well, you can tie a Jonah fly and cast off from the stern. We're going whaling, catch and release.